Come in, Katie said, flicking through Harry's resume as he came into the room. Take a seat. Harry sat down and undid his suit buttons, making himself more comfortable. You look nervous, Katie said, with her legs folded in a chair. Katie was a fairly young brunette with long legs and a very short skirt. There's no need to be nervous. This is the final stage, and it's fairly, informal, shall we say. Katie was going over the last of Harry's resume, reading about his main attributes. So you're, 6'4". Very nice. Well built, I see. Dark hair. Lovely eyes, Katie said with a grin on her face. Worked in retail for 5 years now, and looking to move up the ladder. Yes, Harry said, adjusting his suit to try and stop the nerves. Well, it looks pretty impressive, I must say, but we run things a little bit differently around here than what you're probably used to. Harry started to look even more nervous after he heard this. What do you mean? He said. Well, it's been proven that positive physical contact, or PPC as we call it here, has a relaxing and calming effect on staff, and thus increasing productivity, she said as she placed the clipboard on the desk.
That makes sense, Harry said, liking where this was going.
And obviously, sex is the best form of PPC anyone can receive, she said, unbuttoning her blouse and letting her hair down. Okay, Harry said, getting more intrigued and nervous at the same time. Katie decided to just come right out with it and save Harry the tension buildup. Harry, you're going to need to fuck the female colleagues to keep productivity morale up. And we're going to need to test that before we can hire you.
You need to test me having sex, Harry said, both shocked and excited at the same time.
Yes, and if you can't perform well enough on the sex test, then I don't think this job will work out for you. Katie stood up and pulled the window shade down from behind her desk. So I'm going to need you to stand up and strip for me.
Strip? Now? In front of you? Harry couldn't believe what he was hearing. He couldn't tell if he was excited or shocked. I'm not sure I can do that. Isn't this a little inappropriate for a job interview?
Of course not, Katie said, taking off her blazer completely. Would you like some help to get you started?
Well, I guess it might help if I had a little inspiration.
Harry now realized it was going to happen one way or another, so he might as well enjoy it. Amy, can you come in here, please? Katie shouted. The door opened, and in their doorway stood a slutty blonde with huge 38D tits and a slim figure. She walked over and stood next to Harry. Amy, can you help Harry get undressed, please? We need to do the final test on him before we can hire him. Katie says as she now stood down and sat next to the edge of the chair, waiting for the show to resume. Amy stood in front of Harry and started to unbutton his suit. He couldn't help but notice her enormous tits as they bounced around while she undressed him. Go ahead, Harry. You can do whatever you like now. Just do what comes natural. So Harry reached out and grabbed Amy's massive tits, and she let out a little moan. He was massaging her tits and groping them as she undressed him. As she removed his belt and undid his trousers, he ripped open her blouse, revealing her bra barely containing her huge, massive tits. Wow, Harry, looks like someone's taking the initiative, Katie said. He grabbed Amy's beautiful face and started making out with her, tongue-kissing her and groping her massive tits with his big hands. Amy was grabbing Harry's huge dick through his boxers and massaging his balls. He broke the kiss off and spat on her face. She moaned with pleasure and squeezed his dick harder. He spat on her face again. and it ran down onto her huge tits. Harry undid her bra, and her 38D tits burst free. Amy was getting so turned on, she started to take off her skirt and knickers while Harry removed his boxers. "Looks like things are going well," Katie said, reaching for the clipboard to start marking his performance and taking notes. "Right, first things first. We need to see how big his dick is, Amy. Can you just stand to his side facing me? That's it. Now I want you to wank him off as slow and hard as you can so we can measure his cock." Amy stood by Harry's side, placed one hand on his back, and started jerking his dick. "You are so fucking thick. I can barely fit my hand around it," Amy said, looking up at Harry with his spit still covering her face. Harry was really starting to get in the swing of things now as Amy jerked his cock. He ran his hand down her back to her fat, curvy ass. He grabbed and molested it, eventually finding her asshole. He placed his finger on her pucker hole and started to push it in, inch by inch. He had big fingers. Amy's legs started to shake, and she started wanking his cock faster and faster. Harry's middle fingers were all the way inside her ass, fingering her as her huge ass shook and wobbled around his hand. "Holy shit, Amy! You're gonna make me squirt!" Amy screamed. "Oh, Jesus!" Amy screamed as cum poured out of her cunt and down her legs onto the floor. Amy fell to her knees as Harry placed his fingers in her mouth for her to suck clean after having been in her dirty, filthy asshole. Then Katie walked over to measure Harry's huge, throbbing cock. "All right, 11 inches. Very impressive, big boy," Katie said, marking it down on her clipboard. Amy was still on her knees, tits dangling down, and cum still dripping out of her cunt. She was massaging her sore asshole, using her cunt juices to soothe it. Katie said, "Okay, next up is age. We need to see how well you perform with the younger members of our team. Olivia, come in here, please. You're up next," shouted Katie. The door opened, and in walked Olivia. A young 18-year-old brunette with a very curvy figure. The carpet squished with Amy's juices as she stood next to Harry. Katie told Olivia to strip off her clothes until her young 18-year-old naked body was exposed for all to see. "Right, Olivia. Harry here is our new recruit. We need to test him to see if he's capable of working here. We need to see if he's able to have sex with someone a lot younger than him and not hold back." As Katie was saying this, she was taking off her blouse and skirt, revealing black lingerie and stockings. "Harry, I need you to destroy Olivia's tiny cunt, like your own personal fuck doll. And Olivia, I need you to beg him to stop, to see if he can fight the urge." Harry immediately walked over to Amy, who was on her knees in the corner, recovering from her orgasm, and grabbed her hair and pulled her face up towards his cock. Then he rammed his big, huge dick inside her mouth and started face-fucking her like a cunt to lube his dick up with for Olivia's pussy. Saliva was running down Amy's chin under her tits, her big, huge tits, as they were bouncing with the force of being face fucked. Cum and spit dripped down to her pussy and pooled on top of her thighs. Oh, oh, please, Harry, stop fucking my face. Your dick is too big for my mouth. As Harry pulled his sloppy cock from Amy's mouth, it was covered in saliva and her cunt juices. Then he walked over to Olivia and lifted her onto the desk. He lifted her legs up over his arms, pushing her knees next to her head, and positioned his cock in front of her young, tight snatch. "Please, Harry, don't do it. Look at my tiny, teeny cunt. There's no way your thick dick can fit in there," Olivia cried. Harry slowly pushed his cunt-soaked cock into Olivia's tiny, teeny cunt, and it started to squelch. "Please, Harry, I'm begging you. Your dick is way too thick to fit inside my tiny fuck hole." Harry paid no attention as he kept pushing his big, huge cock into Olivia. "Please, no. I'm only 18. This is rape. You're raping me," Olivia cried. Harry was now balls deep inside Olivia's young cunt, with spit and cum oozing out of her snatch and dripping down onto the floor. Her cunt was so tight. It took all of Harry's energy to push his huge cock all the way up inside her snatch. "You're so big, Harry. I'm really worried. My tiny little cunt is going to rip open," Olivia said, now with tears in her eyes.
"Don't listen to her, Harry," Katie said, walking over to him, wearing nothing but her black lingerie. She placed a hand on his huge balls and started to massage them. "Rip her open. Tear her tiny, teeny little snatch open with your big, thick dick, Daddy." Olivia looked at Katie in shock.
"But, Mommy, Daddy is raping me, and he's too big for my little cunny."
"Shh, now, baby. Daddy needs to rape you, okay? You need to beg him to tear your cunny open and blow his load in you, okay?"
"Okay, Mommy, I guess I can do that," Olivia said, with her makeup ruined with her tears. "Ow, ow, ow. Come on, Daddy. Fuck my cunt with your big, thick cock. Ruin my pussy, Daddy."
Harry was picking up the tempo as his balls were slapping against Olivia's huge ass. "Come and lick my balls, Amy," Harry shouted as he was so close to the edge, almost ready to come. Amy crawled over like a bitch and placed herself under Harry's huge balls and started to lick them. "Oh, oh yeah. Do you like that, Harry? Do you like it when I lick your huge balls while you fuck Olivia?" Amy asked, her tongue roaming around and grazing Harry's asshole as he closed his eyes in pleasure.
"Do you want a nut inside me, Harry? I already have a boyfriend, but you can dump your load in me if you want to."
"Shoot your load in her, Daddy," Katie said as she brushed Olivia's hair back from her forehead. "Rape her, cunt. Stretch your snatch open while I lick your ass," Amy moaned between licking his balls.
"Dump your load in me, Harry. Bruise my cunt. Shoot your wad in me. Rape me, Harry. Rape my tiny fuckle with your big, huge daddy dick."
Harry shot another load after load of cum inside Olivia's cunt, and Amy felt his balls shrink in her mouth as he emptied them.
"Oh, my God, Daddy, thank you so much," Olivia said. "Can you keep your cock inside me for just a second longer? I want to make sure all of your load is in my underage cunny."
Harry kept his thick dick inside Olivia's cunt while Amy gently licked his balls to soothe him. Harry slowly pulled his dick out of Olivia, and a huge flood of spunk dripped out into Amy's face. Olivia shot off the table onto her knees and started lapping the cum up off of Amy's face. "Well done, big boy. Very nice," Katie said, smirking as she walked back to her desk. "We have one final test for you before we can hire you, Harry. But so far, so good. You're passing with flying colors."
Harry stood there, with sweat on his brow, and Olivia and Amy licking the cum off of his thick dick and balls. "There's one hole we haven't tested yet," Katie said. "Charlotte, can you come in here, please?" In came Charlotte, ready, already in her lingerie, as she knew what was about to happen. "Charlotte, Harry here is our new recruit, and I must say he was doing very well so far. He has already face-fucked Amy and made her squirt, and he's dumped a huge load in Olivia's teeny-tiny cunt. But we need one less test done before he's actually on our books. We need him to fuck your fat ass and smuck inside you. Okay?" Katie said with such calmness, as she knew Charlotte was the most experienced member of her staff. "Sure thing, Katie. Shall I bend over the desk?" Charlotte asked, stepping out of her thong. "Sure. Amy and Olivia can help you along the way." Harry, who had already come twice, stood directly behind Charlotte's huge ass as both Amy and Olivia stood up next to him and started massaging Charlotte's ass. Amy grabbed Harry's semi-hard cock and started stroking it to get him ready. "Are you ready for this?" Amy asked, her hands squelching with the sound of cunt juice on his dick. "Oh, your cock is so big, Harry, but you have to ram it into Charlotte's ass, okay? Really fuck her hard. Put his dick inside me, Amy. I'm so wet. I need it. Stretch your ass out. Stretch your ass out for you, Daddy," Olivia said, spreading Charlotte's cheeks to reveal her perfect asshole. Amy placed the head of Harry's hard cock against Charlotte's ass, and he slowly pushed it in. "Oh, my fucking God," Charlotte said as his cockhead went inside. "Amy, I'm scared. Harry's dick is so thick. You didn't say it was going to be this big." "Don't worry, Charlotte. It'll be okay. He has to fuck your ass. He has to nut inside you." Olivia was now spitting on Harry's dick to lube it up. "He's going to start fucking you now, okay?" Amy said, still guiding Harry's dick into her ass. "Okay, I'm ready. Pound my ass. Rape me, Harry," Charlotte said, bracing herself on the table. Harry slammed his huge cock into her asshole with full force and started fucking her ass. "That's it, Harry. Fuck me. Fuck my ass. Slap your balls on my cunt while you do it. While you do me from behind." Olivia was now undoing her bra and massaging her big tits while Amy kneaded Harry's balls while he fucked Charlotte. "Oh, that's it, Harry. Fuck her. Fuck her ass hard. She's your little fuck doll to do for you to do whatever you want and come inside her," Amy said. Charlotte was now screaming as Harry was pounding her ass from behind. "She's right, Harry. You can fuck me whenever you need to come. Fuck me at work, in front of the customers. Fuck me in public. I could come around to your apartment if you need me to and release. And you can release some more cum. And you can just dump your load inside me whenever you want to. Rape me in front of your girlfriend for all I care and your bed. Oh, I love seeing Harry's thick cock stretch Charlotte open like that. I don't think I've ever seen a cock this big before," Olivia said, pushing Charlotte's ass tighter together to make it even tighter for Harry. Harry pulled out of Charlotte's tight ass as he was about to come, and all three girls dropped down to her knees in front of him. "Come on us, Daddy. Shoot your load on our faces, Harry." Charlotte was looking up at Harry with her big, huge tits pushed together. "Harry, you need to do me a favor. You need to blow your load on my face so it drips down onto my massive tits, all the way down onto my tight cunny. And I'm only 18, Harry, but I want you to dump your load on my face. Can I play with your balls in front of everybody while you spunk on me? Please, Harry, please not on my face. Please send me home with your cum on on my face and dripping out of my cunny, Olivia said, fondling his balls to help him. I want your cum on my face, too, for the rest of the day, Harry. I want the customers to see me with their load dripping down my face while I serve them. I want the female customers to be begging me to lick your thick cum down off my huge tits, Amy said. All three girls had their mouths open. They were kneeling there right in front of Harry, mouths open, just waiting for Harry to dump his cum load. They wanted his load so bad. Shoot for us, Daddy. Blow your load, Harry. Please. Spunk on our faces. Dump your thick load on your sluts, Harry. We're your sluts, Harry. And Harry shot load after load of cum onto all the girls until their faces were completely covered and dripping down onto their tits. Then Amy, Charlotte, and Olivia all stood up and left, naked and drenched in spunk. Their fat asses wobbled as they walked out, and you could see cum dripping out of all their holes. Katie said, "Well done, Harry. I'm very impressed. You're hired. You can start fucking on Monday, Daddy."